What's up, Stoic Squad? Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood philosopher, bringing you another dose of daily wisdom to fuel your day. You ever notice how some days just feel off? Like the world's conspiring against you, and every little thing that could go wrong actually does. Well, I've got a secret weapon for those days, a simple practice that can shift your entire perspective in minutes. It's called gratitude journaling, and trust me, it's more powerful than you think. Today we're diving deep into the art of appreciation, exploring why a little gratitude goes a long way, and how you can turn this simple act into a daily superpower. Because let's face it, life throws enough curveballs our way, right? It's about time we started celebrating the good stuff too. So, what exactly are we talking about here? Gratitude journaling is all about taking a few minutes each day to jot down things you're genuinely thankful for. It could be anything: that ridiculously delicious cup of coffee this morning, your best friend's hilarious text message, or even just the feeling of sunshine on your skin. You get the picture. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Logan, that sounds a bit cheesy, like something my grandma would do. But hear me out. It's not about being overly sentimental, it's about actively shifting your focus from the negative to the positive. Ever felt like you were stuck in a rut, constantly complaining about the little things? A gratitude journal can act as a mental reset button. It trains your brain to notice the good, even amidst the chaos. Think of it like this. When we're bombarded with negativity news headlines, social media drama, stressful deadlines, our minds get stuck in a loop of woe is me. Gratitude journaling helps us break that cycle by consciously choosing to focus on what's going right. And trust me, there's always something good happening, even if it's just a tiny little spark. Now, I'm not saying this magical journal will instantly solve all your problems. It won't make your boss any nicer or erase that annoying traffic jam. But what it will do is equip you with a mental arsenal to handle those challenges with more resilience and grace. Here are 5 key takeaways from our gratitude journey today. 1. Gratitude isn't just saying thanks. It's actively choosing to focus on the positive, even when things get tough. 2. Think of your journal as a mental detox. You're literally scrubbing away negativity and making space for appreciation. Start small. Don't pressure yourself to write pages every day. Even 3 things you're grateful for can make a difference. 4. Variety is key. Mix it up. Thank the universe for big wins, little joys, and even unexpected blessings like finding a $20 bill in your pocket. 5. Be specific. Instead of writing "I'm grateful for my family," try something like "I'm grateful for my sister's infectious laughter that always brightens my day." Think about it. You probably spend hours scrolling through social media, seeing everyone else's seemingly perfect lives. But what about celebrating your own wins, big and small? Let me tell you a story. A few years ago, I was feeling super burnt out. Deadlines were piling up, my creative juices were running dry, and honestly, I just felt like giving up. So, I decided to try this whole gratitude journaling thing. It wasn't easy at first, my mind kept jumping back to all the things that were stressing me out. But then something amazing happened. One day, while writing in my journal, I realized I was focusing on the positive aspects of even the most challenging situations. For example, instead of dwelling on a missed deadline, I started appreciating the opportunity to learn from my mistakes and improve next time. It was like flipping a switch. Suddenly, the world didn't seem so bleak anymore. And that's the beauty of gratitude journaling. It's not about ignoring the tough stuff, it's about changing your perspective on it. So, what are you waiting for? Grab a notebook and get started. You don't have to be a philosopher or a saint, just be honest with yourself about what brings you joy, even in the smallest moments. Remember, Stoic Squad, every day is a fresh start. A chance to choose gratitude over negativity, appreciation over resentment. So go out there and make today amazing. Don't forget to share your thoughts with us on social media. Let me know what you're grateful for today using #BlueprintGratitude. Until next time, keep it stoic, keep it real, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.